AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government reports more people getting sick from E. coli after eating quarter pounders at McDonald's.
75 people have been sickened in 13 states, and one victim died. Investigators are honing in on slivered onions used on the burgers, which came from a California-based grower, Taylor Farms. Teresa Murray with a consumer group, PIRG, says the link was likely found from patients' lab testing.
Genome sequencing, where they're able to connect the dots of different people in different cities who get sick, and they're able to do tracing and figure out, oh, hey, here's the product that was the problem.
McDonald's has pulled quarter pounders from menus in several states after the outbreak was announced. I'm Jackie Quinn.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says they think there are more North Korean troops in Russia for training than they thought.
It is possible that there are now more than 3,000 troops from North Korea that are that have been dispatched to Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thinks some North Korean troops may be in his country as early as this weekend. The presidential candidates are in Texas today. The running mates are campaigning too. J.D. Vance is in Michigan.
I've got the easiest job in American politics, and Tim Walz has got the hardest job in American politics. Think about this. Poor Governor Walz, he's got to go around and try to convince the American people that Kamala Harris didn't cause the highest inflation in 40 years.
Tim Walz is in North Carolina, pointing out the differences between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
She's working on a to-do list for the American public. He's working on an enemies list, and that is a big difference. We need to unify, and I don't think it does us any good to deny, and we can lift up. Look, there's issues from housing. There are issues to deal with.
The Biden administration is moving ahead with a new plan for student loan cancellation. This is AP News. Four astronauts are back on Earth after a nearly eight-month mission on the International Space Station. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
And splashdown.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
The SpaceX Dragon Endeavour capsule parachuted down until the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast in pre-dawn darkness and was hoisted aboard a recovery vessel.
NASA astronauts Matt Dominick, Mike Barrett, and Jeanette Epps, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Alexander Gerbankin are back on Earth after an approximately 34-hour return journey from space.
The four crew members should have returned 2 months ago, but safety concerns with Boeing's new Starliner crew capsule, followed by bad weather from Hurricane Milton, stalled their departure. Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who went up in June on a mission that was only supposed to last for 8 days, will stay on the ISS until February. Audio courtesy NASA TV. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.